sometimes in life, I find that having a tremendous amount of clarity about something that I know that I need to do or something that I need to set in motion can feel really empowering and can feel really good. And then there are times where having clarity can bring about all kinds of worry, fear, and anxiety when I know that there is some sort of action that I need to take, something that I need to say to someone, a situation that I need to make a change in regards to, where I am actually not, I have trepidation about it. I am fearful of what I need to say to someone in order to effect a change. And this is really, what I'm speaking about is really kind of a twofold situation. In other words, there, you know, it's that looking at clarity for the sake of clarity, everything is always, at least in my mind, and that this is just one person's opinion, is essentially a mixed bag. It's a little bit of both. Clarity can certainly be celebrated in a lot of ways and for a lot of reasons. But then again, there's also the other side of the coin, in that sometimes when we are really clear about things, you know, we have to be able to embrace the fact that there may be something we need to say to someone, some sort of an action, some sort of a change that we need to make in our lives that affect other people. And then at that point, it really becomes, you know, once I know that there is something that I need to say to someone or more than one person, or some sort of change, there's a tendency for me to think that that is going to be a huge problem. That I've already decided in my mind. It's almost like I have the, you know, I can find myself, if I'm not paying attention and not being aware, that I can have a conversation with other people in my head, and I already decide that I know what the outcome is going to be. It's like I convince myself, and it's not even really convincing myself, it is that I just decide that I know what I think is going to happen, and it's going to be a problem. And so for today, and this is something that I'm actually going through in real time, there is something that I need to share with someone that I work with, and it is something that I found myself for about the last week trying to really figure out the best way to quote-unquote break it to them. And there again, it's nothing horrible or catastrophic, but I am surmising that they very well may not be happy about it. And because I am someone who has always struggled to a certain degree, and it is getting better, but I always have struggled with being a people pleaser. I want to, if I can, to, you know, really take the path of least resistance with people and try to do what I can to not upset people, to give people what they want. And if I can get what I want at the same time, then that's even better. But the problem is, though, when I do that, I'm not always advocating for myself, because I am somehow always making sure that, you know, whoever else is affected doesn't have to necessarily have to pay the price for my clarity and for me standing up for myself. So I've been sitting with this for a while, and I've had a lot of trepidation about it. Not to the point that it has caused me to not be able to cope, but at times it has, you know, I can definitely feel that in what they call in the pit of my stomach. And no one ever, you know, I don't think most people really like having to tell people things that they think they don't want to hear. And what I've really tried to do there again is that I have, you know, I've sat with that for a period of time, and I became aware pretty quickly that I decided it was going to be a problem when I needed to say what I needed to say. And once I became aware, and that's really where mindfulness practice comes in, that as soon as I could see the thought patterns in my mind where I had already decided that it was going to be a problem, that they were going to be upset, I started, you know, envisioning how I thought they would react. And once I became aware of the fact that I was doing this, it really helped. And because of the fact that this is kind of a, this is a twofold situation, you know, in this case, it kind of happened backwards. I did not have the clarity at first. There was just the fear of thinking this was going to be a problem. I guess this could really happen either way, you know, in either, you know, as far as one happening before the other. And it doesn't really matter which one happens first. But I think that there is a relationship between these two things. And I think it all has to do with our fear and anxiety and uncertainty about how people are going to react and respond to us advocating for ourselves. And if we are in relationships with people whom we have, you know, some need to keep them happy to a certain degree, or to try to not upset them in some way, which I guess is kind of the same thing, that's really where the complications of this start to come into the fore. So where I found myself was becoming aware of the fact that I was thinking a lot about this to begin with, and that I was already feeling these feelings of anxiety and fear and trepidation. And then to go even further, when I started seeing that I was envisioning the way that I thought this person would react, when I started really slowing things down and really paying attention, what I found was that I was actually starting to physically feel some of the manifestation of what that stress would feel like if I was in fact saying those things to this person in real life. So I have all of the fear and uncertainty, and then it's being even further fueled by my body reacting to all of this fear and stress, and me envisioning what I thought was going to happen. And I was seeing and envisioning a really uncomfortable situation. I was not seeing a positive outcome at all. And it, when you start to really stop and look at this, take a deeper look, it seems ridiculous that, you know, any of us would torture ourselves this way. I really have to sit here and think to myself, you know, why would I knowingly put myself through this emotionally and physically if I really have no idea how this person is going to react? And what's even more strange about this is I can think of many times in my life where I've thought things would be a problem and they weren't. And yet I can't ever change the fact that I put myself through a tremendous amount of stress unnecessarily. So once I became aware of this, I started really sitting with these feelings. I didn't, you know, there again, I can't make them go away. I can't make these thoughts. I can't stop. I can't, you know, force these thoughts to stop. I just, you know, it's already in motion, and it's a matter of the more I try to stop these things, the more energy I actually give to them. So it was really a matter of stopping and just being aware. And I think just being aware of the fact that I was envisioning and, you know, having these thoughts that it was going to be a problem, envisioning what I thought this person would say and what they would look like when they're saying it and what they would sound like and how I would feel when I felt like they would be upset with me or for whatever the reason would be, I started to see that, you know, that this, you know, this may or may not happen, but it's not happening now. And that's really the key here, is that I just had to, you know, basically all it really took, I don't want to say I had to, I clearly didn't have to, but it was a matter of choosing to just be more aware of what was actually going on in those moments while I was putting myself through all of this unnecessary stress and suffering. And as I started to pay attention to the fact that I really can't ever know how someone's going to react or respond to anything, then it's really just a matter of me determining whether I really felt strongly enough about what I was going to have to say to this person. And that's what really ultimately led to me having clarity about it. And the idea here isn't that I don't want to say that having clarity brings about problems of its own, But this is one of those more complicated situations in that the awareness of the fact that I was envisioning an outcome that had not happened, and the fact that mindfulness practice, because I had practiced paying attention to catching myself in the act of thinking this way and engaging in this endless loop of thoughts and speculation, and also believing, you know, that I knew how this person would react when I really have no way of knowing. I know that we, as humans, we are wired to make a lot of unconscious predictions about people's behavior, and it's based on our previous experiences with that person, different situations, similar situations that we've been in. And so we very unconsciously begin to form impressions, and we base our anticipation of what their behavior is going to be. And a lot of it is done very unconsciously. It's done in the subconscious. And it is something that we don't necessarily, it's not always rational. It's just, it's something that's part of our primitive nervous system and our brain, the primitive parts of our human brains, that we, you know, somehow get these ideas. And in some cases, we're not wrong. I don't want to say that we're always wrong, but because of the fact that I'm not always right about these predictions, it doesn't really make sense to me to invest a lot of time and energy and put myself through a lot of suffering, really putting all of my faith and putting all this stock in these unconscious predictions that I seem to make naturally. And there again, the idea here is not to train ourselves to not do this. We really can't stop it because this is how we're wired, essentially. So it's really just about being aware of the fact that I can't necessarily stop myself from being human. Why would I do that? It's actually about going the other direction. It's about the fact that mindfulness practice can allow me to be more fully human. And I think the only way that I can really delve more deeply into my own humanness is to allow myself to feel what I'm feeling without the need to believe everything that I'm thinking about it. Because what I really want to be paying attention to, if I really want to practice mindfulness, if I really want to practice awareness and be cognizant of what's going on, I really want to pay attention to what's happening in this moment now. And it isn't just about what's happening with me in this moment. It's about paying attention to everything that's going on around me. And there again, it's the idea here is not to get fixated on things that are external to me. It's not about embracing them. It's not about rejecting them or accepting them. It's just about being with whatever it feels like in that moment. And I know that when I allow myself to do this and get out of my own way, I can see that while I am making some sort of decision and thinking about how I think someone's going to react, and once I've decided that it's going to be a problem, or let's say in this case, something has happened, they have gotten upset with me, and let's say that things did not go well, and then I still, there again, have the ability to further complicate things by believing that this is a problem somehow that will never be solved, and I don't see how it can get any better. And then I am essentially telling myself my own story about what is actually happening, when in fact it may be something that usually, in most cases, things pass, things change. If people are upset or disappointed, they're not going to stay upset or disappointed forever. In a lot of cases, I can't say that never happens, but there again, how can we really know? So I don't want to get really locked into believing that I know how a person is going to be 6 months from now, a week from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. I have no way of knowing. All I really have is this moment now, and I want to try to cope in the best way that I can. So getting back to this, in this case, once I am understanding and really fully internalizing the fact that I am believing that this is a problem, and that or it will be a problem is what I should say. At some point, when our mind gets still enough and we are able to really be aware of the fact that we are engaging in needless speculation about what will happen, there is a tendency to, at some point, it's not guaranteed, I'm not saying necessarily that I can, you know, that one will always lead to the other, but in many cases I find that that does lead to clarity about what it is I really need to do. And I can't really get that clarity. I can't really determine the best course of action if I am completely or even partially wrapped up in worrying about whether advocating for myself in some way is going to cause problems or upset someone else. So this is where I really have to be open to the fact that, you know, this clarity that is brought about by being able to calm my mind and to be more aware of what's currently happening. When I'm not believing everything I'm thinking about how I'm feeling, then it's a matter of deciding, you know, I have this clarity, what am I going to do with it? When I know in my heart that something needs to be said, something needs to be changed, and I know that this is really what I'm, and I'm feeling it even in my gut. I know I can feel it in my body. I know this is my, is in this case, is my truth and what is best for me. There again, in some cases, it might be very easy to just move forward with saying what needs to be said or making whatever change needs to be made. But in a lot of cases, because that involves other people, it's never quite as easy as it seems. And that's why I always say that clarity is, at least in my mind, to me, in my own experience, I don't know how it is for everyone else, it is truly a mixed bag. And so what I find is that once I have clarity and know what I need to do, it does not guarantee that I'm going to do it. Because especially if I think that it's going to cause problems or upset someone or hurt someone's feelings or possibly devastate them in some way, I don't want to do that. And so then I'm left with trying to make that choice of what am I going to do? And so what I find is that, and especially during times when I am not sure that the clarity is a blessing, when I'm feeling like, you know, when I'm going to have to speak my truth and do what I know in my heart I need to do is going to cause problems for other people and then ultimately cause problems for me because I am paying attention to and allowing myself to be affected. And it's only human. I don't think there's anything bad or wrong about that. We are only human, and we do tend, especially when we care about people or respect them, or both, it can be tough sometimes. And so there, I find really that the mindful coping aspect of this really, really makes a difference. Once I'm aware of, you know, the situation, once I'm aware that I have, you know, that I'm not necessarily believing what I think is going to happen, and once I've been able to allow that to start the momentum to diminish and for, you know, for it to kind of, you know, run out of steam, so to speak, all those thoughts and beliefs about it that I know it's going to be a problem and I know it's going to be catastrophic or devastating or whatever word you want to use, that I can start to really prepare myself to be able to cope with the fact that whoever I say what I'm going to say to or make whatever change I'm going to make, if they don't like it and they're not happy about it, I need to be trying to take care of myself to a certain degree. I'm not saying here that has to be at the expense of taking care of someone else, but it's just a matter of making sure that there is a balance. And if it's someone that I don't really need to have in my life or no longer want to have a relationship with, then that's different. I still want to treat them with love and respect. But at the end of the day, if this is a relationship that I'm wanting to maintain and to continue to maintain, then there will be some balance of care, you know, about making sure that I'm not hurting this person. And if it does involve them being hurt to a certain degree, I'm not doing that, you know, out of spite or trying to prove a point in some way. And it's always difficult when someone has to be hurt when we need to speak our truth or when we need to take some sort of action based on our truth that we know, you know, is in our hearts. And when we are completely clear and have clarity about it. So what I find is these two situations I find tend to come up together a lot. And it's either, you know, it's in either order. But I do see a connection between the two. And it's really, when it really comes down to it, it's a matter of allowing myself to really, to, if I practice awareness, and that's available to any of us, I can learn to be able to catch myself when I have, you know, really started to go down the path of stressing myself out unnecessarily about something that hasn't even happened yet. And even if I know it's going to happen, or I'm very, you know, very convinced that it will happen, there again, torturing myself needlessly before the fact really doesn't do me any good, or the other person or anyone else any good either. So if I can slow things down enough, and if clarity comes as a result of that, or vice versa, if the clarity comes first, then it's a matter of trying to really, you know, trying to make sure that I am not wrapped up in speculating about the outcome once I need to make whatever change or say whatever needs to be said. And this is where mindfulness practice, practicing being more aware, and at the same time, mindful coping, where if, you know, the situation ends up turning out not the way that I had hoped, and things are actually possibly worse than I thought they might be, I still need to be able to cope. I still need to be able to be mindful on my feet. If the person lashes out at me, or gets very upset at me, or takes, you know, some, you know, you know, takes the stance of being really confrontational, I still really need to continue to function as a healthy human being, and not get wrapped up in letting them make me feel guilty about something that I know that I'm really clear about and have clarity about, and that I need to really advocate for myself. And that's really where the mindful coping aspect of this comes in, that, you know, no matter how it turns out, it doesn't really matter. Sure, certainly we don't want people to be hurt. Certainly we don't want to make people sad. Clearly we don't want to cause people stress or emotional upset. But unfortunately, sometimes life is complicated, as I'm sure everyone knows. So in that case, I need to have some sort of practice, a sustainable practice, that allows me to still continue to take care of my responsibilities, to be there for myself, for all those around me that I am being of service to or taking care of. And I know that I can't really do that if I am completely wrapped up in emotional reactions and being in an endless loop of thoughts, and many of those thoughts being self-defeating and engaging in negative self-talk and judging myself harshly. It's a lot, the load is a lot heavier to carry. I still need to continue to carry that load and do what I need to do in life, and be in life. But it can be so much harder if I am wrapped up in mindlessly thinking self-defeating thoughts, judging myself really harshly, and beating myself up emotionally for things that I can't always control, and other people's reactions I really can't control. All I really can control is making sure I'm doing my best to have as much clarity as I can possibly have as a human being, and do the things that I know are right. That's really all I can control. The rest is really out of my control. And these practices, mindfulness and mindful coping, really empower me and enable me to continue to stay in the game of life, to stay mindful on my feet, and be able to do what I need to do. And that's ultimately where it's at for me.